Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody for being tuned in, for being locked in, for listening all over North America. Happy Thursday. Getting you a little bit closer to the weekend. Happy holidays to you and yours. We get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, Sirius XM channel 375, and a smart speaker. If you got one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we talked about Sharon Moore. No update on him. Still in custody, I should say. Anyway. Hey, thank you so much to Pete Fuatek. He came through to talk with us, not just about Michigan and their head coaching situation and the college football playoff. We talked about the Heisman. If you missed that conversation with Pete Fuatek, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you as well, NFL historian Russell Baxter, for joining us to talk some football. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down in Tampa, Florida. We'll talk about that game momentarily. In about 20 minutes, we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Things have been pretty busy at the winter meetings. We'll be joined by Kyle Glazer, host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network. He'll be here with us in about 20 minutes. We got so much to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, here is how. It's real simple. You got a phone? Good. We got a phone number. Here it is. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, yeah, and we talked about, unfortunately, T.J. Watt, he got a lung issue. We don't got no details. I wonder why. Last time we had an NFL player with a lung issue and a treatment, they said this happened during treatment with T.J. Watt. Tyrod Taylor got a needle in his lung by accident. Yeah, they had to pay him a whole lot of money. Okay, back when he was with the Chargers. So we'll see what happens with T.J. Watt. Just bad stuff going on all over the damn place. Botch, it's the holidays. We got some good news somewhere?
Not for me, at least.
Damn. There got to be something good in the world of sports. Sharon Moore's not good.
Depends who's the baseball team you root for.
What?
It depends who you root for in sports. Maybe the Dodgers fans are probably happy. Orioles fans.
They got Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso with the Orioles. Okay, yeah, there you go. I guess that's good news. But then if you're a Mets fan, you're probably like, what the hell is going on, right?
I am in a state of denial mixed with depression mixed with confusion, if that makes sense.
Didn't Daddy Warbucks send he was going to spend all the money, Steve Cohen?
He did, and then he realized it's not a way to win with Billy Epler when you gave Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer deals when their bodies are breaking down in front of you. So I think he realized, yeah, I don't know if I can spend that much, especially with the new CBA coming up. So I'm learning to be back to where we were 5 years ago.
Oh, what pre-Steve Cohen, Wilpon?
Yep. It's not going to be Wilpon bad, where we're not going to retain you just say that, but they're not going to not make an effort to retain things or try to get things, but it's just they're not going to be dumb with the money.
No. Well, he said that in his introductory press conference 5 years ago. He says, we will spend money, but we will not spend money like drunken sailors. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Well, we'll get into the New York Mets. We'll have that conversation in about 20 minutes with Kyle Glazer. We'll talk all things Major League Baseball. Yeah, some teams are feeling good, and just some teams out here are feeling bad. Speaking of feeling bad, as I sit here in the studio, we're getting ready for kickoff Thursday night football between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This one is, I'm here in Atlanta. And on Sunday, I went and saw the Falcons play. I did. Shame on me. You know, I went with a bunch of my friends. I took my son. And we went to go see the Falcons play the Seahawks, and the game was just nothing at halftime. I can't even remember. I think it was like 3-3 or 6-6. And then the third quarter came, and then the floodgates just opened up. I mean, we had fumbles from the Falcons, Bijan Robinson. We had fumbles and kick returns for touchdowns and intercepts. We had everything. And it all happened at once. It was like back to back to back to back to back. Botcher, people were walking out of the stadium like midway through the third quarter.
I'm not surprised. I struggled to sit through the Jets-Dolphins game. I should have left, but I didn't drive there.
Oh, you had no choice, yeah.
I was stuck.
I was sitting there to myself going, you know what? What am I going to do, go outside and tailgate? I'm like, it's cold outside. And so I said, you know what? If people are going to leave now and they're all going to sit in traffic, then at least I could sit here for a little while longer and let the traffic dissipate a little bit more. And that's what I did. So we know the Falcons are on the road to doing nothing. They got a 4-9 record. You got Michael Penix Jr. partially tore his ACL. What does it matter if he partially tore it? He ripped it to shreds. Doesn't matter. He's out for the season. And so Kirk Cousins is back, okay? And we got to watch Kirk Cousins. He has to go out there and play. I mean, doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. Drake London is out again. Kyle Pitts is busted up. He's probably the most reliable option, but he's running around on a bum knee right now. And then you have Tampa. I mean, you talk about injuries. They've had to fight through injuries pretty much all season long. Mike Evans, who's been dealing with these hamstring issues over the past few seasons, he's coming back. I mean, he had the collarbone issue that he had to deal with as well. And so the Bucs, I mean, they started off 5-1. They went on a 3-game losing streak. A matter of fact, they have lost 4 out of their last 5 games. They are currently 7-6 after starting 5-1. And right now, the Buccaneers, they're tied with the Panthers for first in the NFC South. And the good thing for the Buccaneers, they take on the Carolina Panthers twice. They take on Miami. And then they finish up the season, well, today, starting tonight, against Atlanta. And so Atlanta ain't playing for nothing. And then you have these Buccaneers, well, they're trying to play themselves back into a solid position in the playoffs. They want to win the NFC South without a shadow of a doubt. It doesn't help when you lose to the Saints. Saints beat them 24-20. Mr. Enthusiasm himself, Todd Bowles, he says, listen, yeah, we lost to the Saints. And yeah, they suck. But we got to be big boys and get over it.
We got to get over it. We got to be big boys. We got to get over it and own what we did. And we got to get better at the things we need to get better at. We got to look in the mirror. We understand that as a group. We've been through this before, but it's different every single year. And every time you do it, nobody likes to lose. And you're coming on a short week. Got a chance to get the bad taste out your mouth, but they should be upset.
Listen, man, Todd Bowles with all the cliches. Yeah, put on your big boy pants. You got to get over it, most certainly. They should be able to get over the Falcons tonight. Meanwhile, the Falcons, we know they ain't playing for nothing. Everybody knows that their head coach, Raheem Morris, is probably coaching his final games here with the Atlanta Falcons. They are not going to the postseason. The Falcons have been mathematically eliminated from the postseason. If you've watched them over the past few weeks, you knew that that was just a formality. Raheem Morris, dead coach walking, he says, well, we ain't got nothing to play for. We just got to try to ruin their season.
The job is to go out and play spoiler right now. You got a Tampa Bay Buccaneer team on Thursday that that we got a lot of respect for, that we love to play. That's always a highly competitive football game, and I expect no different. I love the fact that our guys get to get back on the grass and go out there and take another shot at it.
Yeah, they get another shot at it. It was an ugly football game on Sunday. Ugly. I don't think it's going to get any better tonight, but it can't be as bad as they were on Sunday. The Seahawks smoked the Falcons 37-9. But this is just a tough one. And so we know about how horrific this NFC South is. I mean, we got the Saints who've just thrown out Tyler Shuck. I mean, they said no more Rattler. We ain't dealing with that guy. And you have the Falcons who have gone from Michael Penix now to Kirk Cousins. I mean, at least the Carolina Panthers have been able to look at Bryce Young and say, hey, we can keep him for the future. He's not going to get one of these gigantic contracts. And then you got Baker Mayfield for the Buccaneers. I mean, he's gone through stretches of this year where Godwin was hurt, still working his way back. Mike Evans is returning tonight. Bucky Irving was out. I mean, to start the season when the Bucs were 5-1, Baker Mayfield was someone talked about as a MVP candidate. I know we said that Matthew Stafford is taking a lead on that one right now. But Baker Mayfield, as it stands right now, 20 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. He's leading the way, and Raheem Morris knows this is one of the reasons that Tampa is still here.
I think it really started with excellent quarterback play, right? Started with Tom Brady. And they spilled over to Baker. And what they've been able to do from the quarterback position the last couple of years has been outstanding. And that's what's maintained the dominance for those guys and how they played, making them highly competitive every single year.
Yeah, you ain't got a quarterback. You ain't got nothing. Even Jesse Bates, one of the best safeties in the game, he plays on the Falcons' defense. At least the Falcons can hang their hat on that one. It wasn't all their fault on Sunday. But Jesse Bates says, yeah, Baker Mayfield is that guy.
He operates that whole team, honestly. He stands for, you know, what they want to be about, his toughness, his grit. I think that all kind of defines, you know, who he is as a player. I think as a person as well, kind of his personality. You know, I feel like he's that underdog type of player. And, you know, we came in together when he was in Cleveland. I was in Cincinnati. So, you know, I watch, you know, people give up on him. And he responded and, you know, revamped his career and, you know, he's led the Bucs to the playoffs in the last couple of years. So he's playing at a high level for sure.
You got to give him credit. I mean, Cleveland looked at him and was like, ah, we don't want him. We want Deshaun Watson. Look how that ended up for them. And then Baker Mayfield, you might have forgotten. It was so brief. He was with the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield was with the Rams. And he got that new lease at life with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's made the most out of it. Not a bad deal. Baker Mayfield, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Kirk Cousins, well, he's on his way out. He's taking on the Bucs. He's actually playing, and this is what Kirk had to say about tonight.
Good football team, play a great defense and great defensive play caller, schemer, you know, we've got to be able to answer that challenge.
Yeah, what is he going to say? He's like, they're paying me. I can actually play now. What is there for me to do? And now this really sucks. The best player on the Falcons is Bijan Robinson. He's one of the best running backs in the entire game. He's a dual threat. He can bust off a run. He goes left to right. He's crazy. He's one of the best, but he's playing on an ass team. And you think about where his mentality is. He's a very even keeled individual, does a lot in the community. He's not a hothead. He's a very intelligent man. What the heck are the Falcons doing out here tonight? This is what Bijan said.
You know, obviously a lot of us are, some of us are frustrated just because, you know, we have a goal of, you know, going to the playoffs, doing all these big things. But I feel for me, like, these last 4 weeks are very important for us in terms of, like, just playing out for each other. And, you know, me, like, playing for God, everybody here playing for God and just, like, finishing out the right way. And just making sure that none of us waver, give up, or quit in any manner. Like, that's not what I believe. That's not what I know a lot of the teammates, I know that's not what they believe in too. So for us, it's, you know, coming together these last 4 weeks and finishing off as strong as possible.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out here playing for God. Okay. I ain't think, like, it just finish out the best way possible. I'm going on vacation. I'm not dealing with none of these schmucks. Yeah. Enjoy the game tonight. There's nothing to see outside of what Kirk Cousins has left in the tank. Is he going to look like a joke on, streaming on Amazon Prime? And welcome back, Mike Evans. You know, is Tampa Bay going to beat the Falcons? They should. But, you know, these are two divisional foes. So maybe they'll be beefing and beating the hell out of each other. And we'll find out sooner than later. They are about to kick off any minute from now. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with all of it as the show continues on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got a caller in. Marty is here from Westchester, New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
Yeah, good evening, JR. Good to talk to you. I can understand your pain down in Atlanta with the Falcons having a lousy season. As a Giant fan, it's reached the point where, you know, I look forward to seeing who's playing at 4:25 as far as the national games are concerned, because I know that I'm going to see some really good football during that time slot, and generally the Sunday night games are good also.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the Giants are actually favored against the Commanders on Sunday, and I just don't get that. The way their defense has played the whole year, it's just been pathetic. And, you know, Marcus Mariota played a very good game against the Broncos a couple of weeks ago. I mean, he gave the Broncos all they can handle, and I don't understand the point spread there.
I don't either. Well, we know Jaden is back. We saw them get smoked, didn't even put up any points against the Minnesota Vikings. I have no idea why the line is that way. I mean, you telling me about two teams? I mean, is Abdul Carter going to show up on time? Does he know how to get to the arena on time, the stadium?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It's funny. I was going to mention that will he show up on time for the opening kickoff?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, ironically, there was a story, I don't know if you've heard this, Marty, about how Lawrence Taylor, he told this story recently. He said that there was one day, I think it was a Monday night game, he forgot that there was a Monday night game, and he saw the lights on at the stadium, and he showed up in the second quarter. Did you hear that story?
I didn't hear that story. That's pretty intriguing.
Yeah, this is back in Lawrence, and this is Lawrence Taylor's heyday. Who's going to tell him that he can't go out there and play? So,
right.
Pretty funny. He's saying that Abdul Carter needs to show up, but let's be real. Lawrence Taylor was one of the greatest players of all time, and Abdul Carter is a dude who says, I want to wear Lawrence Taylor's number before he even took a snap. So I think, unfortunately, that may tell you a lot of things about the New York Giants and their locker room. Yeah, they're one of these teams waiting on the season to end. Can't get here fast enough. They don't even have a full-term head coach. But, Marty, always a pleasure, man. Appreciate you for calling from Westchester.
Likewise, JR. You have a good evening.
You as well. Happy holidays. Shout out to my
main
man, Marty, from Westchester County. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, there's a lot of fans, sports fans in New York City, currently feeling some pain, including the New York Mets, as Botcher described. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Kyle Glazer, host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network. We're going to get his thoughts on what's going on with the winter meetings. And then the Mets, well, they've been busy or not busy. And then the Dodgers, how many more World Series do they have? We'll chat with Kyle on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast
on the Infinity Sports Network. I know the NFL is going strong, getting towards the playoffs, college football going towards the playoffs. The brackets have already been set. And Major League Baseball, it's free agency time. They're in the winter meetings. The season is not active, but the offseason certainly is. Pete Alonso going to the O's, and Kyle Schwarber sticking with the Phils. Dylan Cease going north of the border. There is a lot going on right now in Major League Baseball. To talk about it all and how many more World Series the Dodgers are going to win, joining us again is a host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network. Welcome back to the show, Kyle Glazer. Kyle, how are you, man?
Doing all right. The winter meetings just wrapped, and I got to say, that's one of my favorite events of the year, but we saw some big free agent moves already, and there's a lot more to come.
Absolutely. Well, I know historically over the past several seasons, with everything going on, typically we haven't seen as much movement in the winter meetings, but we have seen some deals made kind of right out of the gate. We learned Pete Alonso goes to the O's. That happened rather quickly, and Edwin Diaz this week is going to the Dodgers. Why do you think this go-around we had some deals that were completed right away? Is this due to the upcoming labor strife that we all expect?
No, pretty much every offseason, you'll see a handful of top free agents, you know, maybe four or five guys, sign around the GM meetings, the winter meetings. The second season, Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber and Edwin Diaz all signed their long-term deals. Isn't really a surprise. We typically see, again, that first wave around now, and then you see the bulk of free agents really start to sign after the new year. We've seen really the calendar get pushed back for when most of the top free agents sign, but again, having the first handful signed by now is pretty standard.
Well, when you look at someone, a big name like Pete Alonso, no longer a member of the Mets, we talked about Edwin Diaz going over to the Dodgers, and then also Nimmo being traded as well. What are your thoughts on the New York Mets' plan as to how they plan to move forward and be competitive?
If they have a plan, it's not clear to anyone. Just to be perfectly frank, the Mets are taking away from their strength and trying to sell it out as a good thing. The Mets were a top 10 offense in baseball last year in terms of runs scored. Now you've lost Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo, two of the big, big reasons for why that offense was so good. Yes, you have Juan Soto. Yes, you have Francisco Lindor. But Let's not underestimate the contributions of those two. And so far, the trade for Nimmo was for Marcus Semien, who, yes, improves your defense, but he has two straight sub-700 OPS seasons. He's 35, and now he's going to Citi Field, which is a pitcher-friendly park. I don't see that as working out for them offensively in any way, shape, or form. Look, what the Mets needed to do was take their really offensive core and add starting pitching to it. All they've done so far is take away from the one thing they were really, really strong at. So they need to go take all the money they've saved from not signing Diaz and not signing Alonso and go on a major starting pitching splurge. If they fail to do that, then it's a failed offseason.
It could certainly be that. We know Edwin Diaz said, "I'm leaving," and he goes over to the Dodgers. The Dodgers certainly knew what they needed to do. They had to convert Sasaki into a closer, and now they've picked one up in Edwin Diaz. What else can we expect from the Dodgers? They seem to always get everything. And damn it, how many years are they going to be competitive?
In terms of what to expect from the Dodgers, look, they said that they didn't anticipate making any big free agent moves, and then they go sign Edwin Diaz for 3 years and $69 million. If there is a deal to be made on a shorter term, you know, higher average annual value situation, the Dodgers won't be afraid to make it, as they shouldn't be. In terms of how long they'll be good, look, this is a team that has been dominant since 2014, and there's no sign of them slowing down. Look, they are getting a little bit old in terms of their position, their core. They're going to have to address that. But at the same time, this is an organization that doesn't just buy players. They have one of the best track records of drafting and developing guys. They brought them up to the majors as homegrown over the years. Look at back at Seager, Bellinger, Buehler. You know, this most recent team had a few homegrown guys as well. And they also have homegrown guys that they can flip in trades as they do every single year. So Dodgers' run of dominance is not going to end anytime soon. I expect them to be a World Series contender for the next decade as they were for the previous decade.
Kyle Glazer is here with us from the Foul Territory Network, the team that just popped up on the scene to compete against them, pushed them to seven games here in the World Series. Are those Toronto Blue Jays able to add Dylan Cease on a big deal? 7 years, more than $200 million. Didn't just come off of the best season, but what is he going to add to that rotation?
He's going to add reliability that even when he is having a down season, he is consistently making 32 starts a year, and he's going to miss bats. So when you have a guy who you can rely on to be in your rotation and make his turn every 5 days, and going to, you know, miss bats at certainly an above average to plus clip, that's a good start. Dylan Cease has just been very, very inconsistent with his control. What's gotten lost in a lot of conversation about him and his strikeouts and the fact he makes all his starts, he had an ERA up near 5 most of the season last year before lowering it at the very end, playing in one of the most pitcher-friendly parks in baseball in Petco Park. He allowed the most home runs of his career. His walk rate was really elevated. He only gave the Padres quality starts in 32 outings last year. That's not typically what you see from frontline starters getting $200 million-plus. So the Blue Jays are making a big bet that they can fix them, and maybe they're right. But $210 million is an awfully big bet to make for a guy that really is not coming off of a very good season at all.
Tons. Well, you talk about a very good season. We know Tarik Skubal, forget a very good season, historic season, Cy Young season, but still the Detroit Tigers know eventually they're going to have to pay this man. They have basically said that he's not untouchable. Do you think he's going to be off of this team? Are we talking this winter? Is he getting moved at a deadline? What are your thoughts on his longevity with Detroit?
I will be shocked if they trade him before opening day. Look, the Tigers are a team that's made the postseason back-to-back years. They are a full-on contender in the American League. And let's be clear, the AL is, you know, again, it's not as strong as the NL. Yes, the Blue Jays and Mariners are good, but the Tigers are a good competitive team that is ready to win now and has won now. This is not a team that's in a rebuilding phase. So realistically, they're going to open the season with Tarik Skubal. They're going to try and win the Central as they have for the last 2 years. They've been wild cards, but they've been right in the race. And look, if something goes awry at the deadline, he's still going to command a massive, massive haul if they have to move him. But the goal is to win, and it's so, so, so hard to develop homegrown arms like this. When you get a guy like this, you don't trade him. You take advantage of the window you have with him, regardless of whether or not he's going to leave after the year.
Well, we talked about some of the things that have taken place, some of the things speculated. What else can we expect this offseason? We know Kyle Tucker is still looking for a new team. There's quite a few Japanese free agents who are going to be available. What can you expect? What are you looking forward to the most?
We're going to see some big, big, big dollar amounts. Again, we've already seen a few guys exceed expectations just in terms of Dylan Cease getting $210 million. I will say that Kyle Tucker has a chance. Look, he's going to get $400 million. I don't think it'll be $500 million, but you never know. We've seen a lot of guys hit numbers and make your jaw drop in recent years. Alex Bregman's going to get paid. There's still a lot of very, very, very prominent free agents who are going to get very, very, very big eyebrow-raising and or jaw-dropping deals still to come. So, look, this is just beginning. There's a lot of money that's about to be thrown around here between now and the start of spring training.
Is there anything that has surprised you that has not taken place so far?
I will say that the trade market has certainly not gotten off to a hot start in any way. We've seen some small moves here and there. I think I would have expected a few more big trades to have taken place. Typically, we normally see at least one or two by now, and then one or two more before the end of the year. So I would say that that's a little slower than I've anticipated. And when you still have so many free agents on the board, those guys are going to sign, and then the trades are going to start, just because there's going to be teams who miss out on these free agents and still have holes they need to fill.
Well, we got to find out. We still got plenty of offseason ahead of us, but the way the calendar blinks, I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to wake up one day, and we're going to be waiting on pitchers and catchers to report. But I don't want to hit the fast forward button that much, Kyle. I want to get through the holidays.
Absolutely. There's a lot of time left. Enjoy it. The hot stove is always a fun time. And like you said, pitchers and catchers will be reporting before we know it. But there's a lot of good stuff to come between now and then.
Tons and tons and tons. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all of your work with the Foul Territory Network.
Yeah. You can find me on the Foul Territory Network on YouTube, and you can also read me at MLB.com. Follow me on Kyle A. Glazer. I'm kind of everywhere, so whatever your cup of tea is, you can find me.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Happy holidays, Kyle. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, JR. Anytime.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Plenty going on in the world of sports. As we said, there's plenty of teams that are kind of sad about their current situations, who they're signing, who they may not be signing. The Met fans are feeling kind of empty. Yankee fans are like, whatever happened to us being big spenders? So there's a lot going on there. Look, we got a Thursday night football game that is already underway. And so we'll take a break, allow you to get an update on that. And then, speaking of miserable teams, we discussed this earlier in the show, and then we had this conversation as well when we were joined by Russell Baxter. What the heck is going on with the Chiefs? What the heck is going on with the Ravens? Could we realistically miss both of these teams in a postseason? It's a possibility. We'll get into that. And speaking of a postseason, the NBA is still rolling with this NBA Cup situation. Yeah, it's going down in Vegas this weekend. We got the Knicks, the Magic, the Spurs, the Thunder. We'll talk about some teams on the upswing and then some teams on the downswing. We'll get into all of that on the other side of the break. But right now, as I mentioned, let's get into a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast
on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, thank you so much to Kyle Glazer for joining us, host and analyst on the Foul Territory Network, coming through and dropping that knowledge about what we've seen so far and what we can expect now that the winter meetings have come and gone in Florida for Major League Baseball. And then we also got the news, as you just heard from Rich Ackerman right now. We got more moves that are going on. This is not going to slow down. It's not going to stop. You know, we even got the Braves. I mean, I guess their fans should be happy with something. We got Robert Suarez, who's now going to be a member of the Braves. 3-year, $45 million contract. 40 saves last year. The Braves could certainly use the help in trying to close out some of these games. More to come, I'd say, over the next several months. You just have no idea how any of this is going to bear out. Also, as you heard from Rich Ackerman, as it stands right now, we got no score here. Thursday Night Football. About 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 0-0. All right, still plenty of the time for the Falcons to go out here and screw this one up. So we'll keep you up to date, of course, as we continue on. And then I did mention, you know, speaking of teams that people are not happy with, I mean, shout outs to Marty from Westchester for calling. We talked about the disaster that is currently the New York Giants. And then I'm like, damn, we got some bad teams out here. And then even some of the good teams that we're used to traditionally having good squads. And I mean, competing for championships, AFC championships, NFL championships. We got the Chiefs and the Eagles. They both stink. Like, these are the teams that we just saw in the damn Super Bowl. And here we are, like, the Chiefs may not even make it to the postseason. And the Eagles, I mean, they're just turning things over day by day by day. It's bad. We saw those Chiefs lose to the Texans 20-10. Couldn't muster anything. I mean, we saw three interceptions by Patrick Mahomes. Not all his damn fault. We got Travis Kelce. Looks like his career might be winding down. He's dropping passes off of his hands, off of his face. It's just not good right now. And Travis Kelce, one of the premier podcasters in the world of sports, one of the active athletes, I'd say he and Draymond Green leading the way. Bacha, is that right? Would you say it's Draymond and Travis Kelce, top active athletes in podcasting right now?
Do you count the LeBron James one with Steve Nash?
No. Who cares?
Then, yeah, it's got to be Draymond and Travis Kelce.
See, like, how about is there even an NHL player anybody cares about that podcast? Is there anybody?
There's the Barstool one, but nobody really cares about that.
It's not an active player?
He's not an active player, so.
Oh, then no. Yeah, no. There's not. It's Travis Kelce has the biggest podcast of an active NFL player, and then Draymond on the other side. Could you imagine I guess Mookie Betts, well, yeah, he podcasts during the season, right?
Yeah, that's the Bleacher Report one.
Yeah, he's probably the best from Major League Baseball side. And does he do that by himself? I feel like he picked up a co-host or something. I don't know.
I don't know if it's a co-host, but I know it's like a couch sit-down. So I think it's just he invites people who are visiting L.A. for like a weekend series, and they just talk for about an hour.
Yeah, not bad. And shout-outs to Travis Kelce. He may have to podcast the end of his career. This is what he had to say on his New Heights podcast with his brother about the Chiefs trying to make a push for the postseason. Keep in mind, the Chiefs are 6-7. After that loss to the Texans, and they got the Chargers up next. Listen to this.
Obviously, looking at the playoffs late in the season right now, it's not looking too great for us right now. You know, it's a crazy league. Anything can happen, and that's, you know, the little bit of hope that I have. But man, this is a tough reality to be in. It's a feeling, especially dropping the ball late in the game like that when we were on our last chance to make something shake.
I hear you.
You put in all this work to, you know, be there for your guys, and I just wasn't that. I wasn't that. I'm going to always show up to work and give it my all, and if there's a game to be played, I'm going to make it the most important game of the world. We got 4 games left, and go put my heart on the line for these guys because they deserve that. Chiefs Kingdom, you guys deserve that, and we're going to keep this thing rolling, man. We're going to keep trying to find a way to win.
Damn. Bacha, is his vocabulary in public limited, or what happened there?
It's the passion, you know, when he drops a pass and he gets angry, and it's been a couple of days and he's still mad.
He's okay, yeah, he's dropping every F-bomb imaginable. Sheesh, I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't have a podcast, thank God. But he spoke to the media, and he said what he's supposed to say. This is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I think you can say that about Patrick Mahomes. You can say it. Yes, you can. It doesn't hurt. And he says, listen, whatever we got to do to win, I'm going to do it. Okay, he's saying quarterback stuff.
We know the chances are getting lower and lower, but I know the guys on this team are going to give everything they have, every opportunity we get. I mean, I know we're not winning games, but that mindset that these guys have in this locker room, in the games that we're not winning, you can never question the fight of this team. And obviously, we're not executing at the right moments, and we're not making those plays. But at the end of the day, you'll never question that, and I think you'll see that for these last 4 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he's also someone, at least early in the season, even when they were faltering with all of the injuries and waiting on Rashee Rice to come back, Patrick Mahomes looked like someone who would be an MVP candidate. That ain't happening. You can completely throw that one out of the window. The Chiefs are just trying to make it into the postseason. I told you up next for them, the Chargers. If they lose to the Chargers, they're done. Like, throw it away, call it a wrap, it's done. There will be no Chiefs in the postseason. Not mathematically, but just brass tacks, common sense says. They're cooked. And this doesn't look like a Super Bowl team as it is. Does anybody want to face the Chiefs in the postseason? The answer is hell no. But, yeah, this is not their year. Hey, maybe I eat my words come February, but if they lose to the Chargers, it's curtains. Speaking of the other team that went to the Super Bowl, also in the completely different direction, and we saw this on Monday Night Football, the Eagles, they lost to the Chargers 22-19. Okay, you have Justin Herbert who comes back, or doesn't even come back, but he's playing with that broken hand that was surgically repaired. He got a plate and screws in there. And he still goes out there, and they're able to beat the Eagles. Eagles are now 8-5. We saw Hurts commit 5 turnovers. Everybody's like, how do you do that? It's just bad. This is what he had to say about his slump.
I think that's a part of the game. You know, success or greatness, those things aren't linear. You have your ups, you have your downs, but it's about how you respond to it. And I think about think about that. I mean, it's nothing new that I haven't faced before. It's a matter of responding to it, and I got a lot of confidence how we respond. I got a lot of confidence how it go.
Okay. He says it's not linear. Linear. It's not linear. It doesn't go in a straight line. But anyway, Jalen Hurts is, well, he's pretty even, as you just heard. Doesn't matter whether they win or lose. He's pretty straight to the damn point. The guy just won a Super Bowl, and there are already questions about whether or not he is going to get benched. Pretty crazy. Nick Sirianni on WIP in Philadelphia, he also thought the question was crazy. This was his response.
No, I think that's ridiculous. You know, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts, I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game. And that's, you know, that's something that's been proven. You know, we've won a lot of football games.
Yeah, that is, that's a ridiculous question. I mean, the fact that that's even brought up, what the hell are we doing here? Who they supposed to bench him for? Like, why would they do that? That would be one of the dumbest things. That is ridiculous. I need to, not, I don't. You know what? I'm not all that interested. Bacha, I don't even, who would come up with that idea?
Eagles fans. or fans of the Cowboys, Giants, or Commanders who just don't want to see the Eagles succeed. And it's not crazy to say that he's underperforming. It's just that you're not going to find anything better than what you're getting on that team now. So just deal with it.
Yeah, to say that you're going to bench him or they should bench him for what? Like, that's nuts. I don't know. There's a lot of stupid people out here. And some people, I just say stupid things to get the people going. And Nick Sirianni accurately says, us sucking is not just on Jalen Hurts.
We don't ever go into something and assign, this is a team game. You know, this is the most ultimate team game. So when you win together as a team, you lose together as a team. It's never just one thing. You know, I kind of said that, you know, last week.
Yeah. Well, we know Jalen Carter didn't play, plays a big role in what happens on the Philadelphia Eagles defense. We know that they've had some adjustments with the defensive backs and, playing some of the younger guys, DeJean and Mitchell. So things are very different for the Eagles. You would hope that as time went on from last year that you'd be able to just kind of slot some guys up. It's not exactly the same team. We had this conversation earlier in the show with Russell Baxter as he joined us. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At least for the Eagles, they'll get into the postseason. I mean, damn it, unless they just completely hit the skids, at minimum, they'll make it as a wild card. It will be a complete disaster if the Dallas Cowboys somehow, some way, find a way to overtake them in the NFC East. Just everybody whine. Whine crazy if the Eagles don't, repeat it again, if the Eagles don't make the postseason, okay? I'd expect them to. But everybody now talking about, let's bench the guy? Let's bench Hurts? Why don't you go out there and play quarterback and you tell me if you can do any better? I highly, highly doubt it. Speaking about quarterback play, Baker Mayfield, he's been able to throw a touchdown. And as it stands right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, first on the board here, about 20 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter as the clock ticks down. Tampa Bay leads Atlanta 7-2. Nothing. Okay. Sean Tucker able to punch the ball in for a 1 yard rushing a touchdown. 11 play drive, 83 yards. And Tampa Bay now has a 7-0 lead against Atlanta. And good luck to the Falcons. The scoring is not their forte. And we'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. We got a whole lot more to do as we head into the final hour of the show. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Unfortunately, we'll give you the latest news on what the heck is going on with Sharon Moore. We got the NBA Cup that is on its way in Las Vegas this upcoming Saturday. And Michael Jordan, no longer beefing with NASCAR. Apparently, we can all get along. Now, if only Michael Jordan would send me some money. So we got a lot to get into as the show continues. If you want to call, you can do that. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. More JR Sport Brief Show on the other way. It's the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.